And welcome back to This Week in the Mohawk Valley. Joining us as our first guest is Mr. Jim Greeley. Jim, good morning and welcome to This Week in the Mohawk Valley.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for having me on.
So you are a man of promotions. You are doing big events, and that I'm sure that must keep you busy. Is it something that you enjoy doing on a regular basis?
It's a lot of work. I serve as vice president for New York State Trappers Association, and with that title entails running the fundraising and the convention, the yearly convention that is held at the Herkimer County Fairgrounds in Frankfort.
And that's not the first time it's been here, is it?
No, we've been there for approximately 25 years or so. I don't remember the exact date of when we started, but we have been there for quite a few years now.
Okay. And I guess what we want to do, Jim, for our listeners is tell our listeners here in the Mohawk Valley a little bit about what the New York State Trappers is, and then we'll get into the convention.
Okay. It's comprised of New York State Trappers is basically the second oldest sportsman's conservation organization in New York State. The only organization older is New York State Conservation Council.
Okay.
We are the second oldest state-run trappers association in the country. Again, the only one older than us is Pennsylvania. They were formed in 1937. We were formed in 1938.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been in existence now. This is our 87th year.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
and,
yep,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
We've
been doing the convention for, I think, for as long as New York State Trappers has been in existence.
Okay.
They have been doing a yearly convention, and it's where members, non-members, interested parties can get together, and it's based on the old Mountain Man Rendezvous. It's not called a rendezvous anymore in New York State.
Yeah.
But based on that, where trappers can pick up their yearly supplies, and people that are just interested in trapping the outdoors, because it's not strictly trapping related that's there. There's a lot of hunting related stuff on the grounds as well. It's, you know, a lot of these people, we only get to see them once a year.
Right.
And it's at this convention, this yearly convention that's always held on Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. This year, the dates are August 28th, 29th, and 30th. We have camping on the grounds. We probably have approximately about 150 dealers on the ground between the three buildings that we have dealers in, and then we have a massive amount of tailgaters on the ground as well. And again, it's not just strictly trapping. There's craft people there as well. So there's something there for not just the men, but for women as well.
And your website, Jim, too, also mentions children too. What's the role for children in this?
Okay. So we have a contest every year. Okay. For kids. We have one person that runs the contest for the kids. And there's are a lot of kids that are involved in trapping. We also have a trapper training course that's a state certified trapper training course that's done on Saturday morning, and it's the full 8 hours. It runs from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., the trapper training course, and people must pre-register at the DEC website to get into that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very family-oriented convention, okay? Mm-hmm. So, it's like I said, it's not just men that show up to this convention. It's entire families, okay? Mm-hmm. It's extremely family-oriented.
Okay, and it's a three-day event. So do people stay at the fairgrounds, or are they local hotels, or both? How's that work?
We have both. Probably right now at this stage in the game, the hotels are going to be booked. We have a lot of our dealers that book a year out in advance. Normally, a lot of people stay right on the grounds. So there's camping available on the grounds that's run by the fairgrounds themselves. Okay. So there's plenty of room. If you're familiar with the Herkimer County Fairgrounds, there is plenty of room. They have primitive hookup as well as full hookup, and anything from 20 up to 40 amp service is available.
Okay.
So
this is a big deal. There's a lot of impact in our region from this, especially economic tourism with hotels and I'm sure restaurants while people are here for the 3 days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People don't realize just how much trapping is still needed in this today's world.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. There is a strong need for it. You get species that overpopulate, and beaver is probably the biggest one we can point to. Okay. The amount of beaver complaints and nuisance complaints that the state gets every year is just mind-boggling. Okay, so people say, well, it's not needed in today's world, but it is needed in today's world.
Hmm. Interesting, very interesting. For this convention, Jim, do people come from throughout the region? They come from throughout the state? What's the reach of your audience that's going to be here?
Our reach is massive. Our convention is probably bigger than most national conventions, and it's on par with Pennsylvania State's convention. I have dealers that come to my convention from as far away as South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
I have people coming to attend the convention from as far away as into Canada. So it is countrywide and into our neighbors to the north. I will routinely get phone calls from people from Canada asking about facilities as far as the camping facilities and whatnot. So, yeah, it's a massive event. And again, a lot of it, our attendance is based weather-related, okay, because weather can hurt us. But also it's based on the fur market. So when the fur market is high for a lot of species, we always notice that the attendance is a lot higher. Mm-hmm. When the fur market is down, naturally the attendance drops. Mm-hmm. Now, last year, not counting any dealers or workers on the grounds, we had 1,657 paid attendees, and that was for adults and children that were 16 and above. However, we charge $10 a person. 12 and under get in free, okay? So that $10 is good for all 3 days. It's not good for just one day.
Gotcha.
So you will get a stamp or something from the fairgrounds because they handle all of that upon entry, and you're good for all 3 days for that $10. You can't beat it.
It does sound like a great idea and great plan here. Let me ask you this, Jim. For people who are listening in our area, if they want to become a part of this association, is that possible?
Absolutely. We have in our main building in the fairgrounds, we have New York State Trappers Association set up right at the very entrance. We have our membership chairperson there accepting new and renewal members. You can also go on the New York State Trappers website, www.nystrappers.org, and you can join up on there as well. So we have many ways of joining. If you come into the convention, you get a convention booklet. There is also a membership application in there as well. So there's a ton of different ways to join New York State Trappers and to support us.
Okay, great. So this is the New York State Trappers Association. Their convention is going to be held at the Frankfort Fairgrounds, Cemetery Street in Frankfort. Labor Day weekend is going to be a great event. And, you know, I can't thank you enough on behalf of our community for having it there. And, you know, for 25 years, it's very exciting. And we're honored to have you, the association, and those that come here each year. This is a great, great event for our community. We're glad that you're going to be here again.
Well, we look forward to this every year, and it seems like each year it comes on faster and faster every year because it is a lot of work to put it on. And it's not something I do by myself. I have a great group of people that work with me, both in advertising, behind the scenes, and then especially during the convention itself, putting stuff on.
Good for you. Yep. Together we do accomplish more, right? When we work together.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Many hands make light work.
There you go. Well, we wish you a great convention. And again, we're glad that you're going to be here in the Mohawk Valley. We wish you a great convention. Anyone who is listening, certainly, why don't you give them your website, Jim? That way they can go get more information if they want.
Yep. All the information is on there. My contact information is on our website as well. Just go to www.nystrappers.org. Go into the top bar and go to convention, and all the details for this year's convention are on there. And right now everything is current. So, but if you have any questions, just go to the bottom of the ad for the convention, and my contact information is there. You can feel free to give me a call, and we can discuss it. I can answer any questions you have.
Sounds great. Jim Greeley from the New York State Trappers Association. We appreciate you being on the show this morning to talk about the convention Labor Day weekend at the fairgrounds in Frankfort. We wish you a great convention, and we appreciate your time with us today.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate you having me on.
You got it, Jim. Thank you. Talk again soon.
Thank you.
All righty.
Yep. Have a great day.
You got
Bye.
It. We're going to take a quick break and be back with our next guest.